better, stronger nation and people for it. I'm Vanessa Williams, here to remind you that when we value and respect our differences, we all benefit, and we all have the chance to participate in the opportunities America offers. Denying these opportunities to others is discrimination. And that's not just wrong, it's against the law. It is illegal to discriminate because of race, color, religion, age, sex, national origin, or disability. If discrimination happens to you or someone you know, call the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights at 1-800-552-6843. Because when we reject intolerance and promote our diversity, we honor the best in us.
Hey there, welcome to 1-800-555-TELL. Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose from. When you hear the one you want, just say it. Stock quotes.
News directory center. Assistance.
Okay, favorites. When you're done there, say main menu.
Oh, no.
Before I can tell you your favorites.
Yeah, main menu.
Main menu.
I'm sorry,
here are all the categories you can choose from.
It's supposed to be easy this week.
Stock quotes. News center. Sports. Entertainment.
Directory assistance.
Directory assistance. Powered by Tell Me. Would you like business, residential, or reverse lookup?
What are we, a business or residence? Depends who you ask, I guess. Business.
Okay, business. What city and state?
Stony Brook, New York.
Stony Brook, New York. Now, what business would you like?
WUSB.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say the name of a business. For example, say Walmart.
I don't want Walmart. WUSB.
I heard you say Beautylink. Is that correct? Say yes or no.
No, not quite.
My mistake. Please say the full name of the business again.
I moved the phone right up to my face here. WUSB. Couldn't get any closer than that.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
You're just
please
stupid.
Say the
That's
name
your
of a business. For example, say Walmart.
How many times are we going to have to go through this? WUSB, Stony Brook.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that. Say the full name of the business you want.
How long do you think this can go on for? I know we're listed, you know. I've called information because I've forgotten our phone number more times than I'd care to remember.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Please say the name of a business. For example, say Walmart.
What is this about Walmart? I don't want Walmart. WUSB, the radio station.
Please spell the first four letters of that name.
Oh, that's easy. WUSB.
Sorry, I couldn't find that listing. Would you like to look for another listing? Say yes or no.
Why would I want to look for another listing? There's no consolation for WUSB. I mean, what am I supposed to... All right, how about this? How about a commercial radio station? Can you do that?
Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Wow.
Main menu.
I got her to hang up. Oh, she didn't hang up. Okay.
Here are all the categories you can choose from.
Yeah, well, let's just try something here. Let's just see if we can get a commercial radio station to be listed.
Travel.
Yeah, directory
and
assistance.
Popular shortcuts.
I can't speak over the music. Directory assistance.
I didn't get that. Please say one of our categories, or say main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose from.
Directory assistance.
Directory assistance, powered by Tell Me. Would you like business, residential, or reverse lookup?
Business.
Okay, business. What city and state?
Okay, let's do this one. Patchogue, New York.
Patchogue, New York. Now, what business would you like?
Patchogue, yeah, that's it. WBLI.
I heard you say Robert W. Mariotti. Is that correct? Say yes or no.
How in God's name did you hear that? No!
My mistake. Please say the full name of the business again.
Let's try the other one. W-A-L-K.
Sorry, I couldn't find that listing.
You know, this thing is just...
Would you like to give us some quick feedback on how this call went?
Oh, yeah.
Say yes or no.
Yes!
Please begin speaking after the tone. When you're done speaking, press the pound key.
You know, I've spoken to a lot of stupid operators in my time, but what you guys have done is you've managed to bring them all together into one artificial intelligence being that I would just love to meet someday. I really would. You have no idea. 20 minutes on the phone, I have nothing. Nothing to show for it. Well, at least you're picking up the call, so have a nice day. Maybe don't say anything.
Thanks for your feedback. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Main menu.
No, that's it. Now, just to prove that it still works. You know, the system
Verizon
still works.
Verizon Nationwide 411. Make progress every day.
This is the real information.
What cities and states?
Cities and states? Stony Brook, New York.
Thank you. An operator.
Ooh, an operator. Real live person. I need the on-air listing for WUSB, the radio station. No, thank you.
Hope information
line. I just need the on-air line.
Number you requested, area code 631-689-1662, can be automatically dialed by pressing the number 1 or saying the word yes at the tone for an additional charge of 35 cents.
Now, you know,
again,
that's completely
the number
wrong.
Is area code 631-689-1662.
What message did you know at the beep?
Again.
No.
The number
go
you...
Away, go away. This is all just annoying. This is really just annoying. I thought it would be a nice, simple demonstration of a computer voice saying our phone number. I was able to do this without any problem 15 years ago. But apparently technology has marched on to a state where you either get something that doesn't understand you at all or you get the wrong number. I can tell you, being a human being, I can still tell you our phone number, which is 631-632-WUSB or 631-632-9872. And please call me now, because I'm in need of hearing a human voice. The only human voice I heard was that guy just muttering, and he gave me the wrong number anyway, so... I don't know. We're at Orange, okay? In case you can't tell, that's why I'm all exasperated, frustrated, things like that. Let's take this phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. The phone number that you just gave out, that's to listen to the radio on the phone.
That's right. Yes. We do have a service where you can call in and listen to us on the phone. I don't know why anybody would really want to do that in this day of the internet, but...
Well, at one point, I had nothing but that, and it was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just, like, put it on the speakerphone at work.
Uh-huh. Well, you realize it has a capacity of one, so if you're calling that, then nobody else can.
Oh,
so.
I don't do it. I did it a couple of years ago, and that was the only way I had to listen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's something we've had for a number of years. I didn't even know it was still listed, let alone, you know, connected. I know our number is listed in there someplace because I've had them tell me, and, you know, we do pay for a listing, so it's there. They just have to type in the right sequence. So anything else on your mind this evening?
Oh, just wanted to let you know. I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that, but thanks. 631-632-WUSB. Our listeners are out there, and they have all kinds of information for us. Yes, we are at Orange Alert, meaning that... what does it mean, actually? I don't know. What are we supposed to do now? Gee whiz. Well, while I try to figure out what to do about Orange, let's talk to this person. Good evening. You're on the air. Speak up, please. You hung up? That's what you do? You call somebody up and you hang up? I see how it's going to be. Okay, fine. Well, if those are the kind of people who are out there, I don't know if I want to take phone calls. Let's see a bunch of phone calls, then I'll go back to the phone. 631-632-WUSB. I'd like to hear what other people have going on in their lives, because it would take my mind off mine and all the all the nonsense that's happening. Not being able to get phone numbers, orange alerts. Oh, there's one phone call on the line. I want to see two. 631-632-WUSB. I think it's possible. And the first call, of course, you have to stay on the line for that to work. Now, senior U.S. officials have said today that intelligence chatter suggests terrorists may be planning a major attack inside the United States. It's not funny, I know, but just the thought of terrorists having like a gossip line where they're chattering about what it is they're going to do. You'd think by now this has been talked about enough times so that the terrorists would say, hey, let's not chatter about it. Let's, you know, maybe write letters or meet up in person or, you know, let's figure out a different way to communicate because obviously they're on to us. Obviously they're on to us. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that little trick. Somebody called up, made the phone ring exactly once, thinking that would make me go to the first line. Probably the same person calling on two lines. I know that trick, okay? Three lines now. That's what I require now. Three lines. 631-632-WUSB. See if you can do that. Really gotten off to an antagonistic start tonight, haven't I? Well, anyway. Yeah, orange alert is where we're at right now. Because apparently we're hearing all this chatter, all this talk online saying that something's going to happen. So the terror threat level has been raised from yellow to orange. This came during a specially called meeting of the President's Homeland Security Council, and HSC, by the way, is what that means. We used to think that stood for Health Science Center around here, but no, now it's Homeland Security Council. And President Bush quickly signed off on it after a briefing, because he's gotten really good at signing off on just about anything. Let's take this phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I just had a suggestion. When you had said W-A-L-K for the walk, you should have just said walk radio.
You think that would work, eh? Well, how do you say USB, Wusby?
University of Stony Brook. And yeah, then, I guess they would, ask you, do you want, the radio station or do you want what department? You know what I mean?
But, you know, they asked me to spell it out, too, and I started to spell it, and they still couldn't get it.
I know.
You know? I mean, I have to speak their language, obviously. I have to say Patchogue instead of Patchogue.
No, that bugged me out.
So, as soon as I know what the language is, I can speak it.
Right. Just say, I think it would just be easy to say University of Stony Brook, and then they'd probably tell you, what, you know, because I know you guys have different departments there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except how do you tell that to a computer? How do you say different departments?
I mean, Verizon.
Oh, Verizon.
Yeah, when you told Verizon.
Yeah, well, you know, it used to be. I mean, I haven't done this in a while, but it used to be you could just call them and say, I need the phone number for WUSB, the on-air line, they'd give you the right number.
Right.
So I guess those days are gone, too. I don't know why. They have to be gone, but I think they
are. I'm a veteran of your brain damage days.
Oh, really?
I was a teenager back then.
Wow, were you a caller?
10 years ago, yeah.
And did you have a name I'd recognize when you called in?
Jim from Bayshore. Remember when you used to do the teleconferencing?
I think I recognize your voice, actually. Yeah, in fact, you called a lot during 1990, didn't you?
Was it 1990? I was young.
I've been hearing your voice a lot recently because we've been encoding the 1990 edition, and that should be online probably within about 10 days. Yeah, so you're going to hear your voice a lot, too, on the internet.
I have tapes. I used to tape it every week.
You do?
Yeah, I have tapes of Matt, Mama Matt.
Yeah, well, you know, you might have tapes that I don't have, so we should talk, definitely, about, you know, any missing shows.
I have the one when you first did the teleconferencing.
Well, there was one in 1990. The reason I bring this up is because I just listened to this one recently.
Right.
My car was broken into in New York City the week after that show.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the tape of that week's show was stolen along with it.
Really?
And apparently it had been a show about a house in somewhere on Long Island blowing up, in Ronkonkoma, I think.
I vaguely remember that.
And we lost it because, you know, some scum broke into my car and stole that tape. Among other things, stole the radio, too, but also the tape was inside the radio.
I vaguely remember that.
So if you actually, if you could...
I think I used to call 90, from 90 to 94, I think when Matt ended it.
Uh-huh. Well, we both ended it. We ended it, actually, in January of 95.
Because Matt was getting, I don't know, somebody was threatening him.
Well, I don't know if that's why we ended it. That certainly wouldn't be reason to end it.
The show, he used to have a show after.
People threaten Matt all the time, so, you know, it's almost like a prerequisite.
Spoken to Matt recently?
Yeah, actually, we exchanged legal threats.
Does he still do the sports section?
Yes, he does. He does a sports section. Could be here every Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
Right, yeah, because I remember he used to have a show after that, but he stopped it. It was like he would take calls. And
he did the concert billboard, too.
The concert billboard, and then you, I remember.
He's the one who coined the phrase, have fun, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the granddaddy of the teleconferencing.
Yes, in fact, I would link all kinds of people together, and people would call into the show. Actually, we had to stop it because so many people were calling in just to be teleconference that they weren't really calling in for the show anymore.
To input. Well, you know, Matt ended it because people were cursing over the air.
Yeah, you know, you got that sometimes and all kinds of immaturity. But
the majority of your audience back then was teenagers.
Yeah, that's true.
I was a teenager back then. And yeah. I'm not one of the ones that used to do that, you know, like curse, but I was one of the ones that would call and discuss a topic at the time.
Uh-huh.
'Cause that was your rule. Call with a topic first, and then I'd put you in teleconference.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think that was a reasonable rule. And, yeah, how did those teleconferences go? Because I never got to be in them.
You know, as soon as you guys would leave us alone, you know, people would start getting rowdy and, you know, cursing and, you know.
Hitting touch tones
and blowing and playing music, and I'm going to fight you. And, you know, it's funny, one of the kids back then gave Matt another kid's phone number over the air.
Oh, really?
Matt called it, and he called the kid's house, and the kid was like, why are you calling my house? So Matt ended that. He would not take phone numbers from people anymore.
He called the kid on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He called the kid on the air, and then he said, I have him on tape, too. I have quite a few tapes with Matt on there.
See, I never got to hear those shows because I was never around for those shows. So there's a whole part of brain damage that I don't know anything about because...
Well, he took over.
Yeah.
Because you stopped.
Well, you know, I just got very busy doing other things. And, you know, from the period of, I'd say, 93 on, I did less and less.
And when did you guys end it at? 95, right?
January of 1995. We only did one show, in fact. We had a reunion show last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think that's up on our website.
Okay.
You know, it was a lot of fun. What we're doing is, though, we're encoding them in reverse order. So we put up 94 and 95 at first, then 93, 92. Now we're up to 1990, but we still have 88 and 89 to go.
I didn't know that you were back on because one of your other listeners, Jeff, he called me and told me that you were back on USB. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing. I guess, you know, you listen to the radio station.
Has it changed a lot over there since you've been there?
Well, you know, a lot of the equipment is still exactly the same, which is good because that means it works and it means it's being, you know, maintained. And but, you know, it's hot in here right now. They have the heat blowing.
They got the heat blowing.
Well, it's a university. It's university logic. So, you know, you have to embrace that kind of a thing or you'll simply die in misery.
Yeah.
But,
I just want to show you my input. I'll be hearing you. So you're on every Wednesday?
Every Tuesday.
Okay.
And I'm on Wednesday on the other radio station.
Yeah, I've heard you on there, too, but that show is... whatever happened to your friend? What was his name? Y or something? What was his name?
Don't know who you mean.
He was your co-host on the other show.
Fiber Optic?
Oh,
he's still around. He's, you know, he's in consulting or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't see him very often.
All right.
But seriously, if you think you can find that tape, let me know.
Look, I have dozens of tapes.
Yeah. Hopefully you have hundreds of tapes.
You know, and then I'd like to hear myself on the phone. It was, you know, cause, you know, we were kids. We didn't, you know, it was like fascinating at the time.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you can hear your voice on the radio.
It still is fascinating. And, you know, I wish more people listened to the radio because there's this magic of just transmitting over the airwaves.
Right. Another thing people used to get mad at you about 10 years ago is that you would talk the whole time and not take phone calls.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the reasons for that, the show used to start at 10 o'clock at night on Saturdays.
Right.
It moved to midnight, and that's when we started getting a lot more phone calls. The switchboards would be dead at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Nobody would call in. So, you know, we'd play Radio Moscow, or we'd play Germany Today, or we'd play music, or, you know, other things.
Or you'd make phone calls, like call information.
Yeah, confuse the operator. What's for lunch?
Do they still have that on there?
That's a good question. You know what? My next phone call after I get off with you is I'm going to call the same number.
Okay.
Assuming it is the same number, and I'm either going to bother somebody or I'm going to find out what's for lunch.
I forgot about that. That old lady used to talk.
Yeah. She had that perfect cafeteria lady sound.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, that brings back memories like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're on the internet, I assume.
No, I don't have a computer.
You don't have a computer?
Oh.
Wow, you're the only one.
I know, I'm the only one in existence.
Well, then please keep listening to the radio show, and if you do find the tape...
No.
Let me know.
All right, okay.
I like it a lot.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Take care. And yes, let's find out if the cafeteria service still exists on campus that will tell you what the what's for lunch for the students here. It's kind of depressing for those of you who aren't students.
Good day, and thank you for calling Chew Meal. Your dining service is Meal Hotline.
It's still there.
Don't miss out on midnight breakfast. Come out for free breakfast on May 13th between 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Student Union Building.
It's kind of late, isn't it?
Press 1 for the hours of operation.
Hmm.
Press 2 for the dining hall menu selection.
Oh, I've got the menu selection, of course.
Hi, this is the dining hall menu selection. Press 1 for Bleacher Club. Press 2 for Campus Connections at H Quad. Press 3 for Kelly Dining Center. Press 4 for Raw Food Court. Press 5 for Student Activity Center.
Let's see. I guess I'll pick 1 since that's
how
I spelled
it. Hi, this is the dining hall menu.
Here we are.
The manager at the Bleacher Club is Andrew Morgan, and he can be reached at 632-6466.
Why would I need to
hold
know
for the menu or press 1 for other dining halls?
I just want the menu.
The menu for today, Tuesday, May 20th, is as follows. Market Cabaret is serving barbecue rings. Origins is serving sweet and sour shrimp. Trattoria is serving veggie lasagna. Vegetarian is serving stuffed peppers. Baja Flat Sides is serving baked potato, macaroni and cheese, and corn muffin. Nurture Our World is serving salmon with dill sauce. Sandwich Cabaret is serving pastrami Reuben. And Fresh Grill is serving Baja Flat Balls. Press 1 to repeat the menu. Press 2 for the dining halls.
Baja Flat Balls. Okay, I just want to hear him say lasagna again.
The menu for today, Tuesday, May 20th, is as follows. Market Cabaret is serving barbecue rings. Origins is serving sweet and sour shrimp. Trattoria is serving veggie lasagna. Vegetarian.
Okay, you know, you dream about people saying lasagna in real life, and then you finally hear it, and it's just more amazing than you can possibly imagine. All right, so the phone number is still there. It still works. It's different. If you listen to our old Brain Damages, you'll hear that it was a much simpler system back then. You just called up and basically sounded like you woke up this old lady who would tell you what was for lunch that day. But it's still the magic of Stony Brook, which never seems to change and gets crazier every time. In fact, last week after the radio program, I wandered over to a new building that I'd never been in before. It's called the Wang Center, and that's where Noam Chomsky was speaking. Terrific speaker, obviously. I mean, the guy gives so many talks in the course of a week, actually. But throughout a year, I would imagine he gives over 365 talks of just all kinds of subjects, whether it be politics, linguistics, you name it. The guy's just amazing. He can captivate an audience like no one I've ever seen. For me, going into a new building at Stony Brook is, it's kind of like a rite of passage. Every building here is bizarre and strange in some way. Some of the buildings are built backwards. Some of them are falling apart. Some of them have doors that go to nowhere. Some of them have secret passageways and entrances to forbidden places, and histories of all sorts. So I figured this would be a good building to explore as well. And sure enough, me and a friend, who I'm not going to incriminate, spent a good part of the evening before Noam Chomsky came on, just wandering around the hallways, going down these passageways we've never seen before, finding elevators that go to different floors depending on which elevator you take. You know, typical Stony Brook building type things. Hallways that lead to walls. Outdoor passageways that don't seem to exist for any particular reason. And it's always a way of getting someplace. There's always this this method. You may be told that this area is restricted, but if you go through a couple of different doors, you wind up in the middle of the restricted area without seeing any signs saying that it was restricted. So that happened on a number of occasions. I was almost afraid that that kind of thing wasn't possible anymore, that you couldn't go into a building on campus and just explore and wander around and get lost and go into the places you're not supposed to be. You know, that pretty much, if anything, typified my experience here at Stony Brook. It was that. You know, it was wandering around buildings that I wasn't supposed to be in and looking around and exploring and learning. And I guess, you could sort of, lay that next to the whole hacker world and see a kind of similarity there. And it's still like that to some degree. There's a lot that's changed. There's a lot more paranoia in the air. There's a lot more locked doors and, cameras and security codes that you have to deal with. But it still is possible. It still is possible to walk into a building and just wander around and see what you can see. The last time I did that, actually, on Stony Brook wasn't too long ago. It was during the ICON conference. That's the science fiction convention that happens every year here, biggest one on the East Coast, in fact. Pouring rain. For some reason, they always manage to make it pour rain. I guess it's a trick of science fiction or something. And so we were trying to get from here, from the Union Building, to the Lecture Center. And it's interesting, the relationship between those two buildings, because the Lecture Center was built from the concrete that was supposed to be built in the basement of the Union. The whole building was built with that concrete. So the result is you have this building that can withstand a nuclear attack, and you have the Union basement, which leaks at the mere sign of water in the sky. In any event, we wanted to get there without getting soaking wet, so we cut through the library, which was built backwards. In fact, when they used to have the bridge to nowhere that never made it to the library because the library was built backwards and the road in front of the Union was built too high for the dump trucks to get under the bridge, the bridge just kind of sat there for several years before they made it go someplace else, and they tore that bridge down last year. But that's another story. We cut through the library to get to the main campus. And then you have to run across the main campus to get into what used to be called Social Sciences A and Social Sciences B. Yeah, those were, that was the name of those buildings. Two buildings that are kind of connected. There's a little outdoor section with a garden in between them. I think now they're called Psychology. Yeah, that's right. Psychology A, Psychology B. They dropped the pretense, and everybody who has to wander around these buildings eventually needs therapy, so they can get it right there in Psych A and Psych B. Psych B is a building I had almost never been in, just maybe once or twice. But this was my opportunity to explore that building, you know, cutting through, because after Psych B, you simply have the Lecture Center all out over there in the distance, and you can run to that, not get very wet, you know, and we had made it almost all the way across campus without getting completely soaked and staying indoors the whole way, except in typical Stony Brook fashion. You could go in one side of Psych B, but you could not go out the other side. Yeah, I don't understand this. In fact, I need to go back there and learn more about this. We went in, we went into Psych A, which is a normal building, and exited there, and then entered Psych B and wanted to exit Psych B, but you can't do that. You see the windows on one side looking out over the Lecture Center, but there's no door. The only doors are facing the way you came. We must have spent about 15 minutes just wandering around trying to find a way, you know, to get out the right side so that we wouldn't have to double back and get all soaked. And we couldn't do it. It didn't exist. So what we had to do eventually was, and other people joined us too, because other people were doing the exact same thing. We had to literally climb out the window on the side of the building and drop down, just like we're in the Marines or something. It was the only way for us to get out, you know, on the right side of the building. So, yeah, that's what you have to do sometimes. You have to resort to all kinds of radical measures. But we got out and got into the Lecture Center where we found out that what we wanted to go to had been canceled. I think we got soaked on the way back. But, yeah, that's, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what college should be all about, exploring, figuring things out, being a bit sneaky. I like to know if people out there have experienced the same thing. If they go to college, what is the silliest thing that you've had to do to prepare for the terror threat level of Orange? You know, what exactly has been decreed in your particular life at your job, in your school, in your home? Does anybody take this seriously? Does anybody actually pay attention? Well, yeah, here at Stony Brook they do. At 4:05 p.m., which was, what time did the terror threat get changed? Okay, I'm looking at a CNN story here. 4:08 p.m. was when the CNN story came out, saying that the U.S. has raised the terror threat level. At 4:05 p.m., 3 minutes before that, a letter went out from the Emergency Operations Center here at Stony Brook to a bunch of people. titled Emergency Notification. Emergency notification from the SBU Emergency Operations Center. Homeland Security threat level has been raised to high alert, orange from yellow. University Police is in contact with the New York State Office of Homeland Security and will continue to monitor the situation. And then at the bottom, there's like this official-looking newspeak here. 5-20-03, 1600 hours, situation level, watch. So apparently here at Stony Brook, we have a different, we don't have the colors, we have something else. We have a situation level called watch. I don't know what the other situation levels are. If anybody out there wants to leak those to me, please do. Maybe situation level C or do or, I don't know. But that to me is pretty damn silly. It really is. What exactly do we expect to happen now that the color has been changed from yellow to orange? And you know, this on the same day that Tom Ridge comes out and says that we're safer now than we were 20 months ago. Yeah. The nation is significantly safer than we were 20 months ago. That's what Tom Ridge said. And then then they raised the color to orange right after he said that. Ridge said his department still has a lot of work to do, but added it had made much progress since its creation in response to the September 11, 2001 attacks. We are safer because as a nation, we are more aware of the threat of terrorism and much more vigilant in confronting it. We are safer because our Homeland Security professionals now have a single department leading them, and our states and cities have a place to turn for financial, technical, and operational support. Yeah, okay, fine. Someone show me how we're safer when we have barricades everywhere, we have troops wandering around the cities, scaring people, when we have all kinds of wiretapping and people disappearing into Guantanamo Bay and foreigners not being welcome anymore at all. Yeah, we're a lot more secure. A lot more secure. Give me a break. So, yeah, we're at orange. We've been going back and forth from yellow to orange, and I don't know. You know, can anyone name the other colors? Does anyone know what the other colors are? How will our lives change if we suddenly go to green? What exactly happens then? You know, if at green they tore down the barricades, opened up the streets in New York City, you know, took away all the ridiculous security precautions that couldn't stop a truck bomb in the first place, let alone all kinds of other more insidious forms of terrorism. You know, the whole point of terrorism is to surprise people. If you put up these barricades, you know what? They're going to figure out a way to either go around the barricades or get you some other way. And if you're obsessed with terrorism and constantly talking about it all the time, you put it in the news and it almost makes it an attractive target, you know? It's really silly. Is no one out there have any opinions on this kind of thing? I figure, you know, on the other station I get a full switchboard, and I know a lot of people are out there on the internet. Unless the internet isn't working. Yeah, if the internet is broken, then maybe that explains why there aren't people out there. But in any event, we want to hear your opinions. We want to hear your thoughts on events of the world. Our phone number is 631-632-WUSB. We're on for another 26 minutes, it looks like. The town of... Okay, should I take this one? I'll take this one, but I want another one right after it, all right? How's that? 631-632-WUSB. Good evening, you're on the air.
Eric, hi.
How you doing?
I just wanted to let you know that I work in the hospital at Stony Brook.
Oh, yeah?
And they just installed a little web filtering appliance there to filter out nasty websites. And 2600.com is one of the little banned websites.
Oh, is that so?
And see, if you go there, you get a big black screen with red letters that says access denied.
So the university is banning us, huh?
At least the hospital and medical center is.
Does it say what particular piece of software is doing that?
Oh, it's an appliance. I'm not sure what it is. Just a little box that...
Uh-huh. Oh, it's hardware.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a little appliance that you know, web filters and reports.
Well, if you could do me a favor and just contact whoever your administrator is and say, hey, you know, this isn't right. I mean, we don't have anything illegal on our website. We do news and we you know, have broadcasting like we're doing right now.
Right.
You know, it's I really get annoyed when people assume that because it's hacker-related, it has to be illegal.
Well, the filtering is pretty bad. It's, you know, any kind of random sites will be banned for no apparent reason.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, it takes people like yourself to, you know, let others know when it's wrong.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening. How's the signal coming in over there?
Oh, perfect. I'm in Lake Grove.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Great.
Enjoy your show. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. Let's take another phone call.
I told that bitch that I'm a bitch, not listen, bitch. Nah, nah. Takes a bitch to
Hello?
No, 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 no.
You know, there's too many people on the phone here.
I'm so sorry, Pa.
Are you trying to call the radio station?
I'm so sorry. I want to know that if y'all could play Honey Blue Moon.
Honey Blue Moon?
I got my phone.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm a rap, son. You got to listen to me, right?
All right.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, yo soy una reggaeton agua fedona, pero que se joda, so que se la moda.
Too crazy for me to even contemplate here. I think that was a cross connection somehow. Although they did request a song. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi there.
How you
the
doing?
The internet does work.
The internet is working. Okay, where are you calling from?
Edmonton.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Yes.
In Canada. That's great. That's a city I've never seen, but I really want to see that.
Well, why don't you?
Welcome
here.
It's a question of time, you know. It's a question of figuring out. I want to go to Russia this summer. I want to go to Eastern Europe and
have an address here. Come and stay at it.
Okay, well, email me the address, and then you'll see me at your door.
You know the address.
I do? Oh, that address.
That address,
oh,
yes.
Okay, yeah, I actually will do that then. How are things up there?
They're great.
Yeah? Well, that's good to know. Out of curiosity, is it cold this time of year in Edmonton?
No, it is warmed up. It is spring, but the cold seems to come and go and stick with us quite a while. Like,
uh-huh.
It snowed. We had a very bad snowstorm last week.
Oh, really?
Yes. Wow.
Well, the snow has finally stopped here, and actually the green leaves are coming out. So I think winter, it was a really good winter. I liked this winter a lot. A lot of other people didn't, but I thought it was great. But I think it's finally over.
It is now, too.
Yeah. So tell us, in Canada, when we change the color, does it mean anything? Do people laugh over there? What, do you have a color of your own?
Color of what?
Yeah, orange. We're at orange now. Orange alert.
You
know, the terror threat level.
I've stopped paying attention to all that.
Yeah, I wish we could. You know, I wish it was that easy, but they ram it down your throat.
Oh yes, they do.
But in Canada, I don't think they have any kind of system like that, right?
No, not that I know of.
So you have no way of knowing how much you should be panicking.
Well, usually at that point, people already are anyway.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, the whole point of terrorism is to surprise people, so you can't really plan it and know when things are coming. I mean, you know, it's a no-lose situation for the people in charge because they say they hear all this chatter from terrorists that are planning something, and if nothing happens, they say, well, we prevented it, and if something happens, they say, well, we need more of this, you know, to prevent it from happening. So there's no way they can lose, the people that want this kind of control.
Uh-huh. Anyway, about your little problem with information there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You should come up here and try the Rogers prepaid wireless menu.
And how does that work?
Oh, it's just about as bad as that information you were trying.
Now, Rogers up there is part of AT&T, right?
Yes, it has part of it.
Okay. So now you call, is it information that you call or some other number?
No, it's when you call 611 and you want to even add money. The first question it asks you, do you want to add more money to your phone?
Uh-huh.
But nearly every other thing it says, I don't understand that. So I look for as an easiest way as possible to get to a human, which there isn't an easy way.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way at all?
Yes. Contact Rogers AT&T and you go through about three menus and you get to a person.
Uh-huh.
Now they don't always, they're not open 24/7 anymore.
Yeah.
As they used to be.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that a lot. And, you know, you might want to try this too. Ask them where they are when they pick up the phone. Lots of times they're in foreign countries.
Oh, I understand that. I work for something like that here.
Uh huh. Wow. Yeah, but
you could be a subscriber of a major ISP, and when you call for tech support because your email doesn't work, you might reach me.
Right, except imagine calling, you know, your what you think is your local phone company, reaching somebody in Pakistan.
I think that even some of them that answer where we do, if you might reach me, you might reach somebody in India.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's amazing how you know, the ring sounds exactly the same. There's no real delay to speak of. The technology has improved quite a bit, but the customer service has gotten really, really bad. And, yeah, getting an operator is next to impossible.
Well, it happens that you get somebody anywhere who often knows nothing. Now,
uh-huh.
I don't know. Sometimes somebody might get me knowing nothing.
Yeah, that's quite possible. Well, you've given me an idea for something, which I want to try now. It's
okay.
a little contest to try and reach a human at some major corporations. You want to give a prediction as to who might win such a contest? We're talking about credit card companies. I'm going to try American Express. I'm going to try MasterCard. I'm going to try Discover. Who do you think will get a human being faster?
I couldn't tell you.
You want to give a guess?
I'll say Visa will be giving you.
Oh, I didn't say Visa, though. I said MasterCard. I don't have a Visa card anymore. All my Visa cards turn into MasterCards for some reason. But we'll take that as a MasterCard. How about that? You still there? I think we lost him. He must be speaking on one of those Rogers phones. Yeah, there's nothing there. That's the sound of silence. Okay, well, that was our call from Edmonton, from the wilds of Canada there. And thanks for that call. Our phone number again, 631-632-WUSB. Okay, shall we begin this? Let's start with American Express. And you know what? When we reach a person, we'll find out where they are, too. That way we kill two birds. All right, let's get our outside line. And, well, we have to start the timer as soon as we dial the last digit so that this can be official. And I've hit the timer button.
American Express.
All right.
Please have your card available.
Now,
for balance, recent charges.
I'm going
to
do it the same way everywhere.
Account.
I'm going to hit zero
spending,
until I get a person.
Membership rewards or for questions.
Theoretically, I could just
charges.
Wait until an operator comes on, but
enroll or make a payment by
this
phone,
should be faster.
Or for other payment
All right.
information.
I'm going to hit zero right now.
Enter the 15-digit card account number now.
No, I'm not going to do that on the radio. I'm going to hit zero again. Up to 34 seconds. Oh, something's happening.
We did not recognize your input.
No.
Enter the 15-digit card account number now.
Now you see my card number is zero. What if I don't have a card number? You ever think about that? I'm not going to hit anything anymore because otherwise I might get into a fight with the computer, and I've gotten into enough of those
this
tonight.
This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Okay.
Your account number may be used to provide customer service and information about available card benefits and services.
Okay, fine. I understand.
For information regarding your account, as well as other benefits
valuable
and
time
services,
here.
Log on to AmericanExpress.com and register to manage your card account online.
Do you remember when you used to call numbers and you'd get a human right away? Right away. I mean, sometimes half a ring, sometimes no ring. Yeah. Okay.
My name is Cindy. May I have your account number, please?
Oh, you know what? I think I've reached the wrong office. What country have I reached?
I'm up in Canada, sir.
You're up in Canada. Yeah, I definitely dialed the wrong number. Sorry about that.
Okay, bye.
All right, and American Express clocks in at 1 minute 27 seconds. Let's take this phone call. Good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there again.
Oh, Edmonton. You fell off.
Yes, I did. Hold on a second. I got another phone.
Okay. Another phone or another phone call? If another phone call, you're getting more phone calls than me. We're at 631-632-WUSB. Edmonton, are you there? Okay. Well, you know, we can't have our callers putting us on hold. It doesn't work that way. We have to do the radio show here, and we're gonna try MasterCard now. See how we do with them. Again, our phone number is 631-632-WUSB. Where's their phone number? Oh, there it is. Okay. Outside line. And we reset the timer. Okay.
Welcome to City Cards. To expedite the handling of your call, please touch tone or speak your 16-digit account number now.
I'm just going to say zero again.
We're sorry, but your response was not understood.
Well,
please
yes.
touch tone or speak your 16-digit account number now.
You know, after they installed this ridiculousness, you used to be able to hit zero and get an operator almost every time.
We're sorry, but your response was not understood. Please touch tone or speak your 16-digit account number now.
Now, the question is, how long are they going to keep this up for? Who's going to win this little battle of wills here? We're up to 42 seconds. MasterCard?
Please touch tone or speak the last four digits of the primary cardholder's social security number now.
Yeah, nice try. I'm going to do that. I don't want to give you an account number. I'm going to give you a social security number. Guess again.
We're sorry, but your response
no,
was not
I'm
understood.
Sorry.
Please touch tone or speak the last four
okay,
digits of the primary cardholder's social security number now.
Nothing short of a miracle now for MasterCard to win this, because they're already up to 1:07, and American Express clocked in at 1:27.
Please hold.
Okay.
For quality and training purposes, your call may be monitored and recorded.
Give the speech. You going to recommend the website, too? Okay, they could do it. Could be a photo finish here.
Welcome to customer service. This is Linda speaking. May I have your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I think I might have reached the wrong office. What location have I reached?
This is Nevada.
This is Nevada. Yeah, I got the wrong one. Sorry.
That's all right. You
all
have
right.
a great day.
You, too. Okay, that was a real close finish there. 1:24. They beat American Express by 3 seconds. That's something. That shows you how exciting this can be. And that's with all the nonsense about, you know, well, give us your Social Security number then. I still don't understand what you said when you didn't say anything. Wow. Okay, I was kind of impressed by that. I really was. MasterCard comes in. Citicard, actually. That could be a MasterCard or a Visa, so either one. Okay, now we're going to try our last in the competition. And you know, these idiots at Discover, they printed the phone number on the back of the raised number that goes on the card. So you have to kind of read the number inside the little valleys and mountains that they have there. Okay. Hopefully this will work. Is that a 6? I think that's a 6. And we set the clock. Here we go. Oh, well, maybe I got the wrong number then. I think that's the right number. I'm going to try it one more time. Unless they're just printing a bad number on the back of their cards. No, I don't think that's the right number. Okay. Well, then, I guess that could be an 8. All right, let's try it with an 8, then. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? We get a wrong number.
Thank you for calling Feature Films for Families.
Yeah.
Your support of quality family entertainment is appreciated. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received. Thank you for your patience.
I don't think this is Discover. What is that again?
Thank you for calling Feature Films for Families. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
22 seconds. You know what? I think I got the wrong number. Is this Discover?
No.
Do you?
The last two numbers are switched.
Well, the last two numbers are the same. I thought 2833. Is that what your 800 number is? Hello?
Oh, sorry. It's 3264598. That's what ours is.
Oh, that's not even close to what I dialed. Interesting. Okay, well, I'm sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you. So, I'll call the right number this time. Thank you. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to call information. And get it that way, because...
Toll-free directory assistance,
no.
Powered by TellMe.
It's the same
Say
computer.
Say the full name of the listing you want.
Discover.
Here's the number for Discover Card.
Oh.
800-347-2683.
Oh, it's an 8.
Once again, the number...
Oh, yeah, I thought it was 33. Yeah, that is an 8. But, you know, it's... If you have a Discover Card, go look at it now. It's really hard to read that number. And good evening. You're on the air.
It is now a Rogers phone again.
Oh, you're back from Edmonton.
Plus. Yes, it is.
Well, I've just made a fool of myself trying to call Discover Card and bothering these Christians or something that want to make entertainment family friendly.
Well, you know, you could, if you did it long enough, you could figure out what outsource company they work for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, if you look at how many people answer you from a certain place, and then you look at what outsource companies exist in these places, you can sooner or later find out who the outsource company is.
Uh-huh. And have you discovered anything interesting by doing that?
Well, no, I just know that because I work in one.
Yeah. Now, tell us something about an outsource company. They have no connection to the actual company themselves.
Oh, I don't know. Some of them are owned by the companies themselves.
Oh, yeah?
You don't know that.
That's
they don't
true.
Tell you. And really, it's not you. It's not your business to know.
Uh-huh. And they certainly...
But it's not the customer's business to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I'll make it my business to know. But, yeah, it's that's something. And those are the same people who call you as well, right? They make phone calls, telemarketing calls to people, and they claim to represent the company like Verizon, but they're actually, they could be anybody.
Yes, usually they are an outsourced company.
Mm-hmm.
It is more commonplace all the time.
Sometimes located in prisons or...
It's an easier way to fire 800 people when you want to cut back by just canceling an outsource contract. Therefore, you don't disturb your neighbors around you who think you're a good employer.
Uh-huh. Amazing. Any other secrets of the trade you care to share with us?
Not so sure. Any ones with a telephone, I may be game.
Uh-huh. Well,
I like fooling around with American prepaid services. I think they're lots of fun.
You're talking about what, the prepaid
call?
Well,
let's see, I have Call Plus, Track Phone, and Verizon FreeUp.
Okay.
Each one of them has different nice little quirks.
Like what kind of a quirk?
Let's see, if you call a Verizon FreeUp phone on a local roamer access number, does it deduct minutes from the person's balance? It never has from mine.
Really? Well, that's handy. You know, the prepaid calling card world is something I don't know very little about, but I do know there are some interesting things you can do there.
Well, this is primarily with the prepaid cellular service.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And if you have a, let's see, here's another one. If you use a Call Plus, you are riding on AT&T's... I guess, facilities, but you are connecting to an extender somewhere. Where does my call say I'm calling you from?
We don't have caller ID here, so we have no idea.
Too bad.
Yeah. Well, we have a roam system
here. They called
here.
From this thing, and they told me I was in area code 646, which is in New York City.
You know, there are some companies online that you can sign up with and get unlimited long distance, and you can pick your area code. I could have a California area code ringing on a landline in New York City.
Yeah, you can do that with landlines now, too. It's there's a thing called Vonage.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Vonage. That was the one. That's the company. Now, here's my question. What happens if you call 911? Do you get the California Highway Patrol?
No. You'll reach the local 911 center wherever you are.
Okay, you will.
And 6-1, although I've never dialed it from this because I don't have an emergency.
Yeah.
I would if I had.
Well, you know, I don't want to wait till I have
you
an
will
emergency.
Get a... You will usually get on Verizon. You will get 611. Will take you to the company that you are connecting with, which is here is Telus, which I can't get is 23% owned by Verizon. Yet Verizon charges Telus if you are roaming in Telus's area, they charge you roaming charges.
Well, VoiceStream or T-Mobile does the same thing. If you don't have a roaming plan, if you go to another T-Mobile area in the same country, you get charged roaming. Which is ridiculous.
I won't go anywhere roaming without a prepaid. I'll never take a postpaid in roaming anywhere.
Yeah, you can really you can rapidly pay a lot of money, or you can get a deal where you get a lot for one price, which is either too much or is a good deal depending on how you get it. Listen, we got to run. We got to take some more phone calls, and we're going to try this one last.
Oh, very nice content. Talking to you. I might call you on the other show too.
Yes, I'd like to hear from you. We have a 2-hour fundraiser tomorrow night, so pass the word along.
Okay.
And say hi to everybody up there.
Yes, I will.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
That's our call from Edmonton for the night. And, of course, if anybody else out there is in a similar exotic city, please give us a call, 631-632-WUSB. All right, we're going to call Discover now and give them a chance to prove how good they are or how bad they are at getting a human. And we started the timer. Let's see how long it takes.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
For your latest balance, available credit, payment, and other account information or service,
press 1.
To see if a low-rate balance transfer offer is available
they
for you,
they recorded that on different
press
days,
two.
Didn't they?
Okay. To change your address or
I'm going to hit 0 like I was doing the other ones.
After service, please enter your account number.
For faster service, she was saying. Okay. She cut herself off.
For faster service, please enter your account number.
Not going to do that. If you ask again, I'm going to hit 0.
Your call may be monitored or recorded
okay,
to ensure quality service.
Is well on the road to winning this competition. Maybe getting an operator in under a minute. That would be something. We're up to 48 seconds. Okay, we have a ring. We have a ring. Could we do it? 56, 57, 58, 59, 1 minute. If nobody picks up the phone, of course, they're not going to win.
Thank you for calling Discover Card Customer Service. Please make sure to ask your account manager about our low-rate balance transfer opportunities.
And this is how a terrific
Discover
start ends
customers.
In defeat. We're now at 1 minute, 27
we
seconds.
We know your time is valuable, and no. We're sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay.
All of our account managers are currently assisting other customers.
Last place
so
we're discovered.
Please remain on the line.
Let's just see how bad this is going to be.
As a reminder, you can now save time by visiting Discover Card.
Oh, what do we have?
Hi, this is Jessica. May I please start off by getting your account number?
Oh, you know what? I think I might have dialed the wrong office. What office did I reach?
This is Discover Card Customer Service.
In what city?
This is Salt Lake.
Salt Lake. Okay, yeah, I reached the wrong office. Thanks anyway.
No problem.
All right. So we got the locations, too, as well as the times. So American Express was in Canada. You know, I didn't find out where in Canada they were. They came in at a minute 27 to get an operator. MasterCard was in Nevada. I didn't get a city there either. At a minute 24, they come in first place. Congratulations, MasterCard, beating out American Express by 3 seconds. Discover had a great start. We really thought they were going to win. We thought they were going to get an operator in less than a minute, but they fouled it up by not picking up the phone. And they came in dead last, a minute 46 to get an operator from Discover, and they're in Salt Lake City. So there you go. I'm not quite sure what it proves. Well, it proves that you can't really get an operator very fast. If you listen to the old shows, you dial 411, instantly, operator is there. Now you dial 411, you got to listen to James Earl Jones or whoever is on the phone now, giving you some big spiel, and eventually you'll get an operator. It'll take a lot longer than that. And, of course, there are a lot fewer people working there. Okay, in the time we have left, which is what exactly? Which is no time. Oh, my God. I had the timer running, so I wasn't able to keep track of the show. I'm sorry. Well, that's it for us tonight. In fact, we don't even have time for an outro, so I'm just going to play the intro again. And we'll see you next week. Actually, you know what? I don't think we're going to be on next week. I think Noam Chomsky is going to be on with a rebroadcast of the lecture we saw last week. Check the 2600 site. We'll let you know, www.2600.com, if we are preempted next week. Tomorrow night on WBAI, we have a two-hour fundraiser on Off the Hook, 7 to 9 o'clock. It's the only time we're going to be on during that fundraiser, so please listen in and phone in your support and spread the word. Emmanuel Wellstein for Off the Wall. Have a good night. Stay tuned for the blues.
Hi, this is Albert Collins. When I'm out in Stony Brook, I'll be listening to WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.